This is TWiT.
Joining us right now, the CEO of a brand new AR company, DreamGlass, Kevin Jeong, is here. Hi, Kevin. It's great to meet you.
Hello, Leo.
Hi, Kevin.
And Jason.
AR is exciting, more exciting to me than VR. You just heard Jessica say there wasn't a lot of VR gaming.
It didn't take long, eh?
So tell me about AR versus VR and why you think AR is important.
Yeah, so VR actually is like a virtual reality, so it's immersive. So you get into like a whole new world surroundings, you do all kinds of cool stuff. But AR is like you still have awareness of the surroundings. You have some use case, application things. So you can use the information from digital information and then to help you do stuff. So it's not like not just like entertainment for games or movie, but you can do a lot of like productivity related stuff.
Right. Yeah. So this is it, and you anticipate charging how much for this?
It's $399.
Is it available now?
Yes, you can buy it online.
I'm buying it. All right. So I'm going to make Jason wear this.
All right, I will wear it.
He's going to have all the marks on the forehead.
That's all right. Today. That's right. This is one of three headsets I'll be wearing today.
So $399.
Oh, look at that.
It actually it doesn't look horribly geeky.
But I mean, you put anything on your face,
it's
right?
It's
going to be something. Putting a piece of technology on your face.
Here's the thing that's interesting. This is going to work not with a computer, but with your smartphone.
Absolutely. Right.
That's a big difference.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, I love the field of view, I feel, is very wide. Like, it covers a lot of the space that you're looking. You
don't always
feel
like you're looking
through
HoloLens.
A tiny little window,
right,
with the HoloLens.
And it's very sharp, too.
You can
really
super
text.
Sharp.
Right.
What's the resolution?
Actually, 2.5K.
Okay.
Yeah, looks
so better than HD.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So like Jessica mentioned before, like there are not so many VR contents, but AR contents actually is even fewer.
Yes.
So
because it's new. There's a skull.
I didn't know you were there.
Skull.
Right. Don't sneak up on me like that, skull.
Yeah, this is an educational program.
Right.
And we should mention that in order to play this back on TV, we have to use the programs that are not as interactive. We have to use kind of the 2D programs, but there will be ways to interact with this stuff to walk
around.
Absolutely.
You can use hand gestures, you can use a phone control, and you can use other controls.
Okay. It's when you're doing hand gestures, how is that being tracked?
Like, you can see that there are a couple of sensors on the front, the IR cameras, which actually will sense your gestures and give controls.
And, like, to what degree of articulation can it?
You can click and you can rotate it.
Okay.
You can swipe and do like
that Minority Report stuff.
Very nice.
See, what I like about that is, unlike the Oculus or the Lenovo's, where you have a physical thing that you have to pick up. This way, you just use your hands.
Yeah, right. That would be about as intuitive as it gets, right? Like, if we're modeling virtual objects in a real world, we want to interact with them in the way that we interact with objects in the real world.
Do you have apps today that you can reach out and grab stuff?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's just the limitation of what we're doing here.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, think about, like, the hands-free is very important, right?
Sure.
If you do things, you have something, a screen or a 3D model here, but you can still do stuff. For example, you can fix your car and you have a video right here.
But that's one of the really cool applications for this is a repair manual or a training manual where you can see what you're doing.
You open it up and then show.
You blew open the skull.
That's pretty awesome.
Let's show you something more.
What does it take to develop content for this particular for the DreamWorks?
So our SDK is very easy to use. It's based on Unity.
Oh, it's Unity.
And so you can just load your Unity asset store, and then you can just
There are a lot of Unity developers out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, a lot of VR stuff is done in Unity as well as
stuff. That's another thing. Just like because our field of view is 90 degrees, it's very close to what a VR headset is. So it means a lot of the assets or programs already built in VR. It will work. Well, just need to change a little bit, like the minor tweaking. Right. It will work on this.
Oh, that's interesting. I actually, I much prefer AR to VR. I don't get queasy.
Right.
You don't get nauseous, right?
Absolutely. You don't get that.
Because you're seeing the real world, so you're not. And it's also, I always worry with VR that somebody's going to sneak up behind me. I don't know, maybe that's just me.
Or run into the wall or whatever.
Well, that's it. You're very isolated from the world in VR. But AR, you're part of the world.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is, right? Like, I'm talking to, like, a children's hospital before, and they're using, like, a VR headset to help children to get through those small procedures.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So that the child is wearing this during the procedure?
Yeah, actually, they're wearing VR goggles before, and then just doing like this for to get it distracted from the pain and
stuff, right?
But it didn't work so well because it's so like it's isolated. Kids feel like scared. They don't want to see the parents. They want to see the doctor. Have some assurance. Feel safety. So this will work probably better.
We should mention that you're using this with Windows. It does work with Windows as well as Android.
Absolutely.
And iOS is coming down the road.
It's coming down the road. Yeah. So another thing, like I mentioned, there are not so many VR contents. Even fewer AR contents. I think the big problem is like all the AR headsets are so expensive, right? It's a lot of indie
So once we get less expensive ones, not HoloLens, which is $1,500 or $2,500, but something less expensive, there'll be more content.
Yeah, there'll be more content. And this only in this way, this ecosystem can start building, the ball rolling, and in the maybe near future.
We got to jump start.
Yeah, we can do this.
Yeah. How does this work in tandem with the phone? You mentioned that you can kind of connect a phone into the setup.
So
what is the phone doing in that regard?
So I finished with this. I can just show you how to connect with this.
Yeah, sure. Take it off, Jason.
All right.
Take it all off. So when it's connected to the PC, it has two USB and an HDMI. The video comes to the HDMI and the USB. It takes a lot of power, so some of the USB is power.
So you can see, this is for our PC connectors.
Yeah,
have two USB. One HDMI, two USBs. This one is not necessary. Actually, it's for old computers.
Oh, because they don't have enough juice coming through.
Yeah. Actually, we only use two, usually. Okay. So you can see the cable here.
How many watts do you need?
Actually, this is only like 4 watts.
Oh, all right.
So you can see this goes separated.
And that's a Type-C connector.
And boom.
Then we have like this hub, which connects from here.
So this is a battery. Because it draws so much power, you want to have a battery so it doesn't dry your phone.
So this you have to connect to the phone.
Got it.
This actually goes to your belt and something.
Oh, nice.
And then you're mobile.
We're
completely mobile. So you can do other things.
I want to buy this.
So
this isn't for the $400. You get
this thing is separate.
Separate, okay.
But it's very affordable too.
Okay.
So only in this way actually is mobile, and then it can be affordable.
Mm-hmm. I think mobile's critical. Yeah, I think it's
everything
critical.
Should go mobile.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right.
So I want to walk around wearing this thing. Right.
For example, like Pokemon Go, actually you can walk around and see this, and then just catch it.
So are you also doing head tracking?
Yes, because he turned his head. Yeah, absolutely. You do head tracking.
How many axes?
It's 3 axes, but right now we're working with some partners to give like the 6 axes. You can do like in and out too.
In that regard, are you doing that with external cameras or would it be inside out?
Actually, we're working with 2 sets of partners. Uh-huh. Some is inside out.
Yeah.
So actually, we have cameras who can tracking. Just like other people doing. You can track the environment.
Sure.
And also from some of the industrial, very professional user cases, we're using outside in, which is more stable. Mm-hmm. For example, like surgery room, right? Actually, they're using like those cameras to track the surgeons doing things. So that all, because we're doing this like a base version, right? It's $399. Which you can get like a really good AR experience out of this.
Yeah.
And you can develop it for it.
Good, yeah.
And then if you are really shooting for some professional user case, you can afford some more, and then you can do like a more like a professional setup. Mm-hmm. You can do like a maybe things.
So this is a developer kit, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know if you can see clearly, but there's two LCD screens. These are 2.5K LCD screens.
Yeah, together.
Together. And they're throwing a heads-up display on these reflective surface.
Yeah. And then there are sensors inside which go into hand tracking and also environment tracking.
Okay.
Also shooting cameras, like a shooting photo list like around you.
But when I'm looking at the real world, I'm not looking at a picture of the real world, I'm looking at the actual real world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then you can just superimpose different digital information on top of the real world. Help you do
so
stuff.
The real world's full, it's 100% resolution. It's perfect resolution. Yeah. It's 2.5K for the images that are superimposed.
Sure.
That's really interesting.
Nice. It's really convincing. Yeah.
And you're interested in getting developers to work with you, I'm sure. So you have an SDK. This is shipping at the end of the month for $399 developer kit. Yeah.
So another thing that we're really shipping. So we have those headsets in the warehouse already. We just need to figure out logistics.
Oh, nice. All right.
We can ship this by the end of the June.
Dreamworldvision.com. So this is the jump starting that we need to get this thing off.
People don't need to wait a year for it.
Yeah, right.
I'm excited. And it's a lot less than a HoloLens.
Yeah.
Hey, it's really nice to meet you, Kevin. Thank you. I'm very excited. Yeah. Dreamworldvision.com if you want to get your developer kit. and or even just to play with it. I mean, so does it come with some software, or where do we get the software? Is there a store?
There is like a software from our website too, and then we'll have a store.
There'll be a store.
Yeah. Good.